And the leading cars are coming off, and the big story is Callum Devine's lead has been cut now overall to 9 seconds. William Creighton in the Toyota Yaris takes the second fastest time of the Donegal International Rally. But there's big trouble for John Armstrong and Shane Byrne. The Fermanagh-Donegal partnership, they lost some 25 seconds due to mechanical issues with the Ford Fiesta Rally 2. Now, they did come out of the stage very slow. They have the hazard lights on coming through Glen Village. They've lost a lot of time, so they have, and now they have to go to Lochkeel with a car, a mechanical issue with the car, do that stage, and then try and get it back into service. But there's problems for John Armstrong and Shane Byrne and here in High Glen. This stage always throws up a couple of surprises and big headlines each and every year. And it's unfortunate from John Armstrong's point of view that he's going to be the headline so far today. Mechanical issues have been a thorn in his side once again. He had problems with the diff yesterday where he lost 30 seconds. It looks like he's lost another 25 seconds here in High Glen. And if he gets through Lochkeel, he'll be losing even more in there as well. As for Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan, the defending champions in the Skoda Fabia RS Rally 2, 5:54.2 was their time in the second run round High Glen, over 12 kilometres. I did say earlier that we would expect the quickest time of 5:48.5 to be beat earlier. That wasn't beat, so it wasn't, because the fastest time of William Creighton and Liam Regan in the Yaris was 5:50.3. It's probably because the tar is heating up. So it is in there. It's starting to get warmer. The temperature in the air and the road is starting to heat up. But Creighton done the fastest time, and that now means overall there's just 9 seconds separating Devine and Creighton, who of course leads the British Rally Championship as well. Marion Evans and Jared Conway, they sit in the second Toyota Yaris in the top three. They're currently 7.4 adrift of Creighton, 5:56.1. Creighton was some 6 seconds faster than his teammate. Hayden Patton and Dave Moynihan, who are in the Hyundai i20. Patton, who's won 2 European Rally Championships in recent years, is not happy with how this car is performing. They've actually raised the height of the car, but the dampers still aren't right. She's still very, very bouncy, and Patton can't seem to get any sort of form going in it whatsoever. But he's still done a 5:54.9, which was 0.7 of a second slower than Devine. He is up in the fourth position overall, now 2.4 behind Marian Evans. John Armstrong and Shane Byrne have dropped the place because they lost time, as we told you, 6:15.1, and that means that they sit 16.9 now adrift off Hayden Patton. As for the rest of the top 10, it's a case of as you were from coming out of service and heading into the stage, no changes. Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes in the Hyundai, the 2022 winner, are 6th overall. David Kelly and Arthur Cairns in the Polo, they sit in 7th, a further 11 seconds adrift. A further 7 back is Declan Boyle and Patrick Walsh, and they are in 8th position overall in the Skoda. Kelly and Boyle having a good ding-dong battle. They were separated by just 0.5 of a second on their stage time in there. Michael Boyle lost another wee bit of ground to his dad Declan. Michael is 11.9 adrift now. Dermot McCarthy on board as the Skoda's battled out for 8th and 9th position. And then Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly, they sit in 10th position in their Ford Fiesta, and they're almost a minute adrift off that battle. That sees the boys in action. Just taking a look around me here to see as the cars come off, and I can tell you that Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore, who have an advantage of around a minute in the modified category, they're just after passing me in that Darien. They're heading now to the second run round Lochkeel before they go back to service. And then, of course, in the afternoon, they've got Knockalla, the home stage of Kevin Gallagher, to come along with Gary Gort as well. So still lots to play for today. We're not even at the halfway stage of day 2 of this rally. And again, we're just reiterating the message. If you are out and about watching, obey the rules, obey the law. Everybody will have a safe and more enjoyable Donegal rally experience. But most of all, if you are going to watch, get into the stage early. Use the buses now in the afternoon, get up Knockalla and into Gary Gort. Sit there for the day and enjoy your rally. And the conditions at the minute, they're bone dry. The sun is shining beautifully in Donegal. It's warm, so it is. It's nice to go sit in the field. Fingers crossed the rain will stay away. We'll not see any of that to later on this evening. But as they go now to Lochkeel, It's Callum Devine and Nolo Sullivan who remain in front of this rally, chasing three in a row, but their advantage has now been cut to 9 seconds. Hunting them down is the best way to describe it. William Creighton and Liam Regan in the Tour de Yaris, they have had back-to-back fastest stages. They're looking for another one next, and they're chasing down the defending champions. We'll be back with more after 1 o'clock from this enthralling battle and this enthralling spectacle, as it always is, the Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally.